This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky chats with FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski as we try to explain the cheese market as of late.
Dave, there's been a lot of head-scratching over the cheese market the past month or so due to the wild price swings, record-high price spreads between blocks and barrels, and even record-high inverted spreads. What's going on?
It's a great question, Lee. It's been a kind of a wild fall here so far, and it all stems back from tightness in milk supply, which has actually translated into less cheddar production. Remember, we priced to fresh cheddar in the U.S., or at least 85% of the cheese in the U.S. is priced to fresh cheddar. So cheddar matters. And tightness in milk, we're down year to date, we're down about 2.3% in U.S. cheddar production. So that tightens the whole picture up to a level of $1.90 or maybe $2. Why we went over that and we peaked out here on the barrel market at $2.39, you got to look a little bit deeper. And what ends up happening is within the block barrel market, the block market is really your number one cheese. So the barrel market ends up kind of being this whipping post for vagaries that happen within the marketplace. And what ends up happening here is that we've seen some tightness on the barrel production. We've seen some push into mozzarella production. We've seen some focus on block cheddar because of some production issues that have happened at various plants in the U.S. here in this fall. So all of the stuff that has happened over the past 12 months or so gets us to $1.90 or $2. So the pipeline at a $2 market, the pipeline is not really full enough for a lot of the end users. Then you dump, you dip in, or you add on top of that the little dollop of problems, whether it's production issues, it's Grupo Lala out of Mexico, probably taking an additional 5 million pounds or so out of the U.S. Here recently for their own production issues. You've got a number of different things at play, but all of that actually probably tightened the market up enough to get the market over $2 for a short period of time. And so we're still over $2 on barrels right now. This inversion is certainly throwing the industry for a loop. But the reality is we expect that to kind of correct as we go forward. We also expect this market to kind of stay in this 190 to maybe 220 price level longer than people expect.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack addressing farm broadcasters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention in Kansas City. Currently the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Vilsack says the dairy industry has reasons for optimism in spite of the Dean Foods bankruptcy announced this week.
Well, I think you have to understand that there is actually good news in the dairy industry. 94% of households in the U.S. have fluid milk in their refrigerators. Butter at a 50-year high consumption domestically. Cheese at a record high domestically. We've seen increases in exports since we began our Next 5% plan, both in volume and in value. Value is up almost $1 billion more than it was just a couple of years ago. And I think it's reflected in the fact that prices are at the highest they've been in 5 years. So I think we're beginning to see some rebound for dairy farmers.
Dean Foods, America's largest milk producer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In spite of that, he says the dairy industry has a great story to tell.
We're selling the most nutritious product around. As I say, nature's most perfect food. We've got a product where we have a pretty interesting environmental story to tell. Our farmers, dairy farmers, are the only farmers that actually reduce greenhouse gas emissions, along with the Canadian farmers anywhere else in the world. We have a animal welfare program that's internationally certified. So a lot of good news in the dairy business, and it's an unfortunate circumstance for one company, but I don't think it's reflective necessarily of the industry.
Vilsack says the dairy industry's come a long way in recent months.
It has, because I think this is an industry that has embraced innovation. You're beginning to see a lot of different products. We just shocked the world, if you will, at the World Cheese Awards. A cheese from Oregon was voted the best cheese in the world, Rogue Creamery, with their blue cheese. 131 medals, highest ever. So I think the world's beginning to realize that U.S. dairy and U.S. cheeses are quality.
Potential increases in dairy exports, another reason to expect better days ahead for U.S. dairy.
The long-term future is good for us, certainly on the export side. Japanese agreement, once that gets approved by the Japanese diet, which I expect to happen very soon, I think there's an upward opportunity there, certainly an upward opportunity in Southeast Asia. We're opening up a Center for Dairy Excellence next year to basically showcase American dairy. So, and if we can get USMCA ratified, then that not only preserves our number one market in Mexico, but also creates new opportunities in Canada. So, again, I'm optimistic.
Again, that's Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. We have more news and archive programs at dairyradio.com, and stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.